Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza, but to you it's Mr. President of the HOA, Brandon from the internet.
I think I had to do my first real HOA business today.
What?
Yeah.
HOAs are
some housewife.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ, I can't say that.
That was a long beep, Greg. What did you say?
Oh my God. I literally had a thing where I was like, you're no longer allowed to swear on the podcast because it's not fair and you need to be a better person and you need to not swear in front of your child who says now.
Like, yeah!
I'm like, I need to cut this out. And then what's the first thing I say? Housewife.
So many beeps in the first couple of minutes here.
Yeah, well.
Wait, how old is Patrick's Space Baby now?
8.
Oh, yes. Perfect age. Perfect age. Well, not for that. Wait, when's his birthday?
August.
Oh, okay. Just planning ahead.
Yeah. He's gonna get his first Playboy. Better. From Uncle Siege.
It's actually just Siege shows up wearing one of those robes.
Siege unironically shows up for Space Baby's birthday the way that he showed up for my birthday, which is with a 6-foot cutout of himself photoshopped on an Abercrombie model. And then he's in Space Baby's dining room.
Guys, I love hanging out with like 5 women to come here and do this. Not a single regret. A little bit.
Go back.
One of them was into chicks and she was still like, what are you doing later? I was like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Podcasting with my dope friends. What about you?
I said that. And then one of the chicks was like, wait, what's this podcast about? I was like, it's very silly. You don't need to worry about it. And she was like, no, I'm very worried about it. Tell me all about it. And I was like, I got to go by. I just left.
Oh, you should have invited her back.
Get him on the Discord. Oh, you should get him on the show.
I was going to say, listen. Send out an audience link.
Sierra to the podcast.
Sierra. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage now is our good friend Sierra.
I got a ride home from my friend who will remain unnameless.
Wow.
Christy Taylor. And yeah. She gave me she spilled the tea. Yeah. She was actually upset with you, Siege. She was like, he stopped showing up in my DMs. And I was like, oh, I'll fix that. Uh-oh. Don't you worry.
I think I'll do it right now.
By the way, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification and sliding into Christy Taylor's DMs.
My favorite.
He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except for maybe a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hello.
Niola, one shung, howdy, chill, ma, woke, yi, lu, du, du, ni, ma, ma. I can't remember the last one, but it basically means, can I pet your cat?
Oh, Brandon missed the one you did last week.
Oh, hold on. I can get there. let me just open this up here.
Because we know he doesn't listen, so.
No. He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. He's the man in Floridian at Siege. That was cool.
He's a fat bot. Sorry, chat bot.
Both?
Yeah. In case you want to say fat in Japanese, it's futui. Or futui, there it is. Yeah.
Dude, speaking of fat in Japan, I showed Stone, my son. I didn't show him that. Not intentionally.
I just want you to know I already regret putting this podcast out when I'm editing it tomorrow.
Sorry, I showed him sumo, and now he is obsessed with sumo.
Hell yeah.
Well, when I did the same thing with my about 2 year old. I don't know how old Stone is, 2 to 3 years old or whatever. Two
he's
and a half.
Four.
Maybe.
He's four.
He's four. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
He then went to daycare and did sumo to the other kids, and then was I had to have a talking to from his mother to be like, you can't show him sumo anymore because he's attacking other kids. And I was like, well, are they losing?
He grabbing Space them Baby. By their diapers and throwing them out of the ring.
Anything but fat. So yeah, not great.
That's how I got my kid to keep his diapers on when he was younger, as I was showing him sumo. And then he started
they're
doing
not diapers,
like the sumo.
They're Mewashis.
I know, but he wouldn't keep his diaper. He's like his dad. He doesn't like, he likes to Winnie the Pooh it. Nothing below the waist.
Yeah. Shirt so, on, diaper yeah. off.
Exactly. Yeah. To keep what we call up, Winnie the Pooh.
He shows up to sumo. He's got a shirt on and no Mewashi.
I just want to wear a red t-shirt and nothing below the waist. Well,
looks like Takanosho has a left inside grip on... how do you say hog in Japanese? Oh, the helicopter. Oh. Okay, anyway. If you can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say 60 things. 60.
60 things about 60 Siege. Things this is a homework Siege. Assignment now.
NerdTalkPlus.com.
Find us online to say 60 things about Siege.
I expect people to say this now. Teacher brother, you're good for at least 5. I know. Okay.
This isn't a group project. Everybody has to turn in their own 60.
I like how it's not even like 60 nice things. It's just
no,
60
just things.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
Siege is alive. One.
Alive.
Yeah.
Siege has Musubi in his sweatpants too.
Oh, man, I ate some good Musubi today. Man, I ate some Musubi today, and I was dreaming about being out there with you guys tomorrow doing a thing for the Sounders in Spokane.
Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you want to, go to Flatstick Pub. No, not a sponsor. And show up and party with all my friends before the match. So,
yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Siege, the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. There's 3.
Throughout the course of this show, we just need to say 60 things about Siege.
Chat GPTHICCC.
Chat GP Siege.
Chat Siege PT.
Siege P. Siege
pee-pee.
So everybody who asked for us to do an episode while we were all high,
yeah,
this is what you get. This is
I'm
your
drunk,
fault.
So that's I'm not drunk. I'm well, just
happy St. Patrick's Day.
I've just been drinking since 4.
You're like the tallest leprechaun ever, if you think about it.
Guys, this is like, I'm just going to spill the tea right here, okay?
Yes!
My friend got me to go out with her. We went to the Mariners Slightly food furry. Preview today.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Did you ride on one of the little boats?
What?
The little food boats?
I don't think that's what they...
I think you're confusing Project Hail Mary for Mariners no. food preview.
No, what? You did
no,
a video
boats,
on
the ferry,
it.
Yeah.
The food boats, the ferry.
Oh, I gave away. They gave me one, and I gave it away to some broad at the bar.
Did you get anything in return?
Well, she's into chicks. I found out, so no, probably not. But I feel like when chicks that are into chicks sometimes need to, like, you know, be into dudes for a minute. I feel like I was the dude for it.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. That says something about you, Greg.
Yeah.
You're a safe space.
My buddy Chris the Ego, who slept with the lesbian chick at work.
Me?
No, that's a different guy. He's in Tucson. This is before he got married, also, in case his wife Liz hears this for whatever reason. Yeah. I don't know why I'm still talking about this. I should just stop.
No, it's fine. Nobody cares.
Just move on. Yeah. So I got invited to go out. Like afterwards, my friend Christy was like, hey, I'm meeting up with that girl that you said was hot afterwards. You want to come? And I was like, yeah, I'm in.
You want to come?
And that chick was not into me. Let me tell you. Oh, boy. That was.
She's just playing hard to get.
Maybe. That's for sure. But then I got the dirt on what's going on with this friend group. And first of all, I can't tell how old anyone is anymore. If you're over 30, you're like.
You're just in our group.
In our day and age, like, you're fair game. I'm sorry.
Correct.
That's how it goes. And then I just was like, I like bounced back and forth between like three or four different women who were like desperate for any man to just be like competent enough to ask questions about them. And it was awesome because the waiter that we had picked up on the fact that I was like, I don't know what the word is for it, and I don't want to sound too arrogant or whatever, but like he brought, like we were just sitting at a table with a bunch of people. There was a couple of guys, one dude, it was his birthday. His name is Marco. What's up, dude?
What's up, Marco?
Yeah. And hello. There was like nine of us or something like that. And like at one point that guy was like, we're doing Jameson, bring around. And the guy came around and he brought it to everybody. And then the bartender or the waiter came back and he was like, yo, did everyone get one when I brought those over? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, I just brought this one. You take it. And I was like, all right.
Nice.
And so we were just friends, me and the waiter guy. So he kept bringing me beers and stuff like that. And I think he knew what was up because I was talking to multiple different women. And this is something that I am not capable of functioning in anymore.
Oh, you are.
I obviously was capable, but like as a human being that is broken, I was like just talking to people because it was awkward. Otherwise, I'm like, so what do you do? Oh, yeah. What's that about? You know, these types of questions or whatever. And I got to say, a lot of 30-something-year-old women in Seattle are starving for attention.
I'll be there tomorrow.
It was so awesome. So we'll see at the Plastic Pub with Siege tomorrow.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was incredible. I'm not interested in just like casual sex right now. That's not like a thing I'm like looking for.
Just professional
to.
Sex.
Yeah, just
just professional.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
I'm not even interested in that, to be honest with you, because Reddit's so good. Having
Whoa,
a separate Reddit account.
Are you on my like, Reddit?
No, I just have my own separate, Reddit.
King.
Yeah, it's so good. You see those butt cheeks on that blimp, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Wop, wop, wop.
Anyway, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I haven't been out on, like, a party night, like a St. Patrick's Day. I hate it. It's, like, amateur hour, typically, and so
yes.
I try to stay home. But I got to tell you, when thirsty single people are out, it is awesome as a guy my age. Yeah, like, I'm not into that, but, like, I feel like I could have, like, been like, you know what Gurgurth is? It's covered in...
Seven more lines of code.
And the people have been like, yeah! My friend gave me, she was like, this person slept with this person, and then that person, and now they're all mad, and they're all fighting, and I was like, yo, I'm not attached to any of that. They could just sleep with me, and then, like, when they're mad at me, they could just talk smack about me,
yes!
And they could all team up against me, and it would be fine, because I'm not part of this group at all,
That'd
except
be
for
very
Emily.
Cool.
What's up, Emily? Shout-outs to Emily.
Sup, dummy?
Hey, sup, dummy.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I didn't talk to her the whole time, but she seemed cool. We were both into the Irish band that was playing, so that was
fun. Tell Emily I said what's up.
You should...
I don't know how to contact her, but...
You should...
Use your platform.
I feel like you should make all of those women angry.
Great.
because
I
not like
where this is going.
I just think that it'd be really fun if you were like... I feel like it'd be really fun to be a villain.
Can you imagine if one of these chicks slept with me and I was so disappointing, but they were like so thirsty to be like peacocking to the other chicks that they were like, oh yeah, well I slept with him. And I was like, it was not good. But they were like, no, I'm going to sleep with them next. And I just got to sleep with all these chicks because they were like fighting over who got to sleep with the fresh blood in the group.
Hot.
Oh man,
you're the new Lion King.
Wait, if all those chicks slept with you, I haven't even slept with you.
Well, we could fix that.
Yeah, well, that's your fault. You could have stayed in Horse Ghost Manor when we were there, but you didn't.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
You could have used the bidet, which you've probably never used.
Dude, I still haven't.
You're still such a bitch, dude. What are you doing? I'm sorry. I say that respectfully.
Yeah. Received respectfully.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Hey, is the person still living in that area?
Yeah, for like the whole month of this month and next.
Afterwards, I expect you to go use it. You have to go use it, Brandon.
I mean, she's not here right now. I could just go use it.
Use it anyway.
Go take a damn it. God damn it, Greg.
Go take a and we'll be right back with This Week in Dreams.
Perfect.
Okay, fine. That's
perfect.
I'll be right back.
I had a dream that I had to do radio in front of my kid's principal. And I couldn't remember.
You do that every morning anyway.
What bands we were giving away tickets to. And so I was just like floundering. And I did an okay enough job, I guess. But she was not impressed. Siege is a big question immediately. I can't include any of this. We're cutting all of that out. I appear to be sobering up. I love that we told Brandon he had to go poop.
I know. He actually went poop.
And he actually did it. I think he's back. I don't think he actually went. I think he's just like in the refrigerator getting a snack.
What if he's actually pooping? Because I know he's got the microphone set to use the microphone on his laptop, but he's listening to us the whole time. We're doing a show for Brandon right now.
There's noises coming from his laptop. It keeps like switching focus windows. And so I wonder if it's picking up on us talking.
It's all gambling websites. It's what he does when Cage isn't there.
Is it the cool gambling though? When you're like, I think we're going to invade Venezuela. And then what's that called? That's called?
What's it called? Like Polymarket is futures or, I can't remember what exactly it's called.
Polymarket.
It's the official one of the MLS.
Wait, what?
Did you not hear that? Oh, I'm sorry. The 2 days after MLS Major League Soccer announced Polymarket as the official, whatever it's called, futures propositioning website or something, had like three people banned for life for gambling on Major League Soccer games that they were involved in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's back too soon. I'm confused by this.
Did you just go sit on the bidet or did you actually poop? Are you strapping in?
He's strapping on.
This chair is broken. Boy. This chair is broken, so I'm just fixing it.
You rode it too hard, huh?
I didn't have to poop, but I did just go spray my butt.
Nice. Okay. Good. How did that feel?
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great is what it is. Yeah.
It was super strong. I had it on very strong.
Oh, yeah.
You can control the...
Crank it all the way up.
Yeah.
It's been, Brandon, 11 months since that got installed, thanks to Gravy, and this is the first time you've used it, and that is insane to me.
That is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Also, get bidets for your house, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah,
they're like 40 bucks. You can send your family to Hawaii, but you can't put in a bidet to clean their butts after they poop.
Well, sending the family to Hawaii is more a thing for him alone as opposed to everybody in the house.
Well, then he could be pooping at home and cleaning your own butt.
So I just did.
I'm not wrong.
You can poop anywhere. You can leave the door open. You don't even have to put on pants after you're done. You can just walk out of there.
I'm texting Gravy to find out his response.
What was the question?
I'm about to ask you the question of the week. So uh-oh. Just yeah. I asked Gravy. Let's see if he can get back to me. I'll say hurry. Oh, wait. He's responding good because he's a professional. He's not a professional. Okay. Question of the week, guys. Back from the commercial break. Question of the week. If you had to get rid of one fast food chain of the major fast food chains, you can't just pick some random like A&W stuff.
What?
If you had to get rid of one fast food chain, which one would you get rid of and why?
How dare you slight A&W like that? Because... Church's chicken is the one I'm getting rid of.
I would not get rid of A&W, just for the record.
Yeah, no.
But it's not like a major.
No. But if you're upset by the idea that it could be the one that goes, I'm just saying that I'm talking about the major fast food retailers. As a person who works for a station where lots of these major fast food retailers are.
I was going to say, we're going to just openly bash sponsors on the air.
We're not going to bash anybody. I'm just saying if one had to go,
yeah,
which one would it be?
The one that doesn't advertise on 107.7 The End Mornings with Gregor.
Correct. Okay, let's point. Burger. Let's paint this into better light. Let's paint this into better light, okay? Since this is a good point that you make.
You and gravy are scum.
What
I know the gravy
is your
say
favorite fast food chain. It has to be like a national fast food chain.
Oh man, that's so hard. I want to keep
Panda
all
Express,
of them except
is
for
Panda Express national.
I'll allow it. Yeah, Panda Express is national.
Panda Express, that's my favorite.
Oh, all right, man, that's
my least favorite is still Church's Chicken. And I
why
hope
is
they
Church's
burn in
so
hell.
Bad?
Oh,
why
it's
are you
the
so
worst.
Bad at Church's?
It's the worst. Church's no. Chicken. If they're listen, we can have any sponsor on this show except
Long
for
John
Church's
Silver's
Chicken.
Is worse than Church's Chicken.
No. How dare you? Because there's
First
a Taco John Silver's and there is a
what is that?
And there is a Long John Hut.
I don't know what any of that is.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, Long John Silver's is a thing in Kent. There's a. I feel like. Yeah,
Long John Silver's is a real thing. That's I understand thing. That.
Yeah,
yeah,
but there's
I've been
also
there many times they have hush puppies. That's amazing.
In Cocoa Beach, next time when you come down here, when we're watching rockets launch, I will take you to the Long John Silver's / Taco Bell drive-through. It's amazing.
Oh, it's a combination.
So wait, yes. Hold on. I can get hush puppies and
yes.
A chalupa.
You can get hush puppies and dip them in avocado ranch if your heart desires.
So it's Taco John Silver's.
Yes, Taco John Silver's. Also a taco or a Long John Hut.
So you obviously you have a Taco Bell accommodation restaurant in your town. Greg, where you grew up, did you have a Taco Bell accommodation restaurant?
Yeah, Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
You
what
had
is
a Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it was on Academy in Wyoming. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was pretty
cool. We had a Taco Bell KFC.
Yeah, we had one of those when I lived in Boulder, Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, Taco Bell KFC.
Okay, so Brandon, they pick certain people to partner with, not like wherever
they
are.
Well, they're all part of the Pepsi.
Yeah, PepsiCo.
Pepsi brand, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Brandon, what's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Panda Express.
Oh, okay, you said that. Siege?
Yeah.
Man, if I had to pick just one, I'd have to go with like Pollo Tropical.
That's not a national chain, dude. You have to pick again.
I swear to God, there's one in like Olympia or Aberdeen.
What's it called?
I am 46 years old and I have never heard of or been to that place. Okay.
Did you know there's a Taco
Time? That's
your fault.
It is chicken on the grill and it is delightful.
You know Taco Time.
I love Taco Time too.
I love it so much. I learned that the Taco Time, there are two Taco Time in plural of Taco Time, Taco Times, Taco Time, Taco
Tacos Time,
Taco Tacos Time.
Yes.
If you do multiple Grand Prix, it's Grands Prix.
Yeah, it like Tours de France.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Tacos Time or Taco Times. I think it's Taco Times, actually.
I think it's Tacos Time. I think it's Tacos
Time.
Okay, I'll go with it. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Yeah. There were two Tacos Time in Spokane, and I learned that they are not related to the West Side Taco Time. They are like off-brand Taco Time from Temu.
We learned that leaving Spokane last time when we were there. Wow, was that? That was a year ago. Oh my God.
I need to know if that Taco Time is any good. I'm not saying is it better or worse. Is it any good?
I'll have to go. I haven't been.
You haven't good been?
Answer. No.
Sorry, I'm texting Christy at the same time, so it's difficult.
Tell her
I said
what's up.
I will try it. Well, my family has abandoned me. They're out of town for the next 10 days. I will go
10
to Taco
days? You don't get to go at all for 10 days? I thought you were just leaving on like Wednesday.
No, I'm going like in a week and a half. I'm
going
to have.
They're going for like 20
going?
Days?
They're going for like 3 weeks. I'm going to go for a week and a half.
Man, that's a hell of a spring break.
We expect you to pod and drink Capri Sun from a park while you're there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to be potting from Daytona next week.
So I have a lot of time to try tacos, both tacos time in Spokane.
They have both?
Well, no, we have two tacos time. Oh, zero gotcha. Taco times.
You don't have any taco? Oh, my God. So
I haven't had this taco time.
Taco time NW is the one. Okay, this is insane.
Yeah, taco time NW is the one that's like world famous to us and us alone.
Yeah.
Christy says, thanks for hanging out with me. I had fun. And I said, Siege says, what's up? Oh, she said, yeah, Siege.
I tell her I say, what's up?
Oh, God damn it. Brandon says, what's up?
All of this is staying in the pod, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously. Riverside might try to tell me that we can't have it. Taco Time might also, but it's staying. Christy gave us exclamation points on Brandon says, what's up? So nice. Do with that what you will. She also sent me a video of her dog, which I will now watch, and you won't be able to hear, but that's fine. I don't know him, do I? Buddy is so grumpy with me. Okay, well, she has a dog, so.
Hey, buddy, are you upset that I left you at home for
2 days? Oh, buddy's doing a woos. Oh. Can you guys hear that at all?
I can do a woos if you scratch my belly.
I'm going to write this.
Take this pod down to slightly furry.
This is terrible podcast content.
But you say, but we're keeping it anyway.
But we're keeping it anyway.
You guys want to know? I have something somewhat science related.
Yeah, I'm in.
imagine what animal name? Like, you know how like basically animal names? I feel like. Are all done. Like, we've kind of completed knowing what all of the animals are called, right? Like, every animal has a name.
Do you mean, like, naming ladybug, or do you mean, like, that's a lizard, a rhino.
Like,
okay, so we're out of animal names, says Brandon.
We're out of animal names.
I think we're out of animals to name.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're out of animals to name. But can you imagine if we unnamed all of the animals, and now that we have access to the internet and culture...
So redrafting the animal names?
Yeah.
To start over?
We can make new ones. Like, imagine if we if we were still discovering animals at the pace that we were discovering animals like 100 years ago, but we were naming them with access to the internet, and we had like rhinos being named Horny McHorn Faces, and
Boner Face. Look at that Boner Face.
A flounder would be named.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love this idea. I love the idea of getting wasted and then being like, all right, what is this? And you're like, oh man, that's like some sort of slippery butt noodle. And it's like, snakes are now called slippery butt noodle.
Slippery butt noodle.
That one I'm going to call Paul Hogan.
Just write this down real quick. Slippery butt noodle.
What school do you go to? I go to San Jose State, home of the Fighting Slippery Butt Noodles.
Are there any universities that have the snake as their mascot? Maybe at
Man, FAMU. We got the Rattlers. Florida A&M University.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. People do like Sidewinders and Diamondbacks and stuff like that.
The Arizona Slippery Butt Noodles.
Okay,
Major League Baseball.
All right, so we've determined that Brandon
next up
likes
for the butt noodles is
now batting for the butt noodles. Number 69, Sean Goldsmith.
Seattle Slippery Butt Noodles.
What would the Mariners be?
The Seamen.
Hold on, alternate title, Seattle Seamen. Baseball. Okay, great, thank you. You wouldn't have to change anything, really.
It's true. Well, see, that's the thing. The idea is not to change anything. It's just to, rename things more accurately.
Freshen things up.
What would the Seahawks be?
Seahawks be Predator Birds. not hashtag no Epstein.
Non-Epstein predator birds.
the seagull eagles.
Perfect.
There you go.
I think we should just let Brandon name everything. This is going great so far. All right, dude. So if you had to eliminate one fast food to
Paul
keep
Hogan's nipples,
other fast foods alive, which of the popular chains would you get rid of, and why is it Burger King?
Why is everybody hating on Burger King, man? You can have it
There weren't a lot of Burger Kings where I grew up, so I just have I have no affinity for Burger King.
So that's
Siege, what's your favorite? What is your favorite fast food chain? Major national fast food chain, Siege.
Major national fast food chain is either going to be it's got to be like either Church's. Popeye's Chicken or Taco Bell.
Yeah, I have a hard time because I'm stuck between Wendy's and Taco Bell.
Mm, I love Wendy's. Yeah, Wendy's is great too.
God, I love
Wendy's.
But
you can't have it your way at Wendy's. Why can't
you have it your way?
You try and customize every single
Brandon going
little...
to wash his ass again? What's going on?
I hope so.
Just cut up the water off again.
So what happens when this is what you asked for, people who wanted the high show.
Yeah.
He just left the whole house.
High on life, everybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Nobody asked for the high show.
People have asked.
First of all, it's the High on Life show, okay?
High on Life show.
Brandon's washing something. I can hear the
is
water
he washing
in the
his ass in the sink now? Is this a comparison thing? Is this for science?
Nope, this is better than the bidet.
This is stoichiometry of ass wash.
Brandon goes poop and then goes into the kitchen while Cage is cooking.
Legs up, butt around the faucet. Does he have one of those fancy faucets he can pull out and just spray?
Yeah. That's
he
the
just
modern.
Spraying it on the floor.
That's the modern norm now.
Well, his house is like haunted by ghosts from 1700s.
What is he doing?
Is he starting to cook? Did he forget we're doing a show?
None of us are scientists, engineers, supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we can wrong and what we can right. NerdTalkPlus.com.
Just walks by in the background with like a pot and pans.
This is just like an inconvenient thing for Brandon to do.
Welcome back, man.
So, guys, I would also get rid of Burger King. I'm sorry, Burger King. You're fine. Your sandwich is phenomenal, but I need McDonald's because I've got so many points.
we need to cash those. Just send something to my dad. He'll just be like, what is this? And eat it.
And the Taco Bell is so good. And Chipotle, also excellent.
Chipotle's not fast food. Chipotle's fast casual.
Okay, thank you.
That makes me feel so much better. Line in for that long.
Okay. I feel like you don't have to wait that long. It's like Chipotle and Subway aren't that different, but Subway is way different, obviously.
Subway is way less popular than Chipotle in any place that I've been to.
For real. Does Coca-Cola own Chipotle? I think so.
I think Chipotle owns Chipotle.
I mean, there's only five corporations, so it's like
that's true.
Like
Berkshire Hathaway
and Hathaway. Up. God, I would just love to see Anne Hathaway on a coffee date. That's what I'm trying to say. I had this really profound moment today. I obviously struggle with my self-worth and my desire to continue and, you know, what the purpose of life is and why we even bother doing this. And I was talking to Siege today.
And there's your first problem.
And, like, no matter what you might perceive Siege to be like, I think he's probably the best of us.
Oh, please don't tell people that. I have a reputation to uphold.
Well, I mean, you also were, I was talking about how my friend was helping me learn production and she said that you were a good voiceover artist and you were like, tell her I say what's up. So you're also garbage.
There we go. Back in the game.
So there we go.
Balance.
And we were going back and forth and I said, we got to the point where I had this dream about my kid's principal, and then Siege was...
We're actually getting to it.
And Siege said... I said, when I first moved here... Oh, wait, I can't say that part because it's about my friend. And then, anyway, it's just a dream part or whatever. Don't worry, I'll say it and then I'll beep it. But I like had a sex dream about...
Yeah.
And then Siege was like, nice, I'll be in the next one, too. I was like, and the head of school from my kid's school or whatever. And he said, this is the important part. Okay, I'm getting to the point. He said, I can already hear you protesting in our mutual dream. Like, that's very accurate. Me being like, this, I don't feel comfortable with this at all.
You want me to take what, my shirt? You,
those were the exact words that you said to, I don't feel comfortable with this at all.
And then I said, listen, I'm trying to fertilize the good part of me and not lean into the other parts. And then I told Siege that I said to my friend that he says, what's up? Then he responded and said, Greg, all of you is the good part. And that's like so important to hear. I think that everyone that is like considers themselves to be like flawed or broken or whatever it is, like there's no such thing as good or bad. Just like, come on, go on and be free. Just be all of yourself all of the time. I think that that's like really important. That Siege, miserable person, don't get me wrong, it's not like he's doing great or whatever, but
no, not at all.
But also he doesn't hold back, so that way when there's an opportunity to be doing better, he can be doing better. The parts, he said, I'm just saying censoring the parts of you that aren't for everyone is censoring parts of you that makes you you, and parts that only the realest of the real get anyway. And that's like so important because I have this sense of myself from before I was corrupted by all of the people like Siege in my life. And
yes.
And that's the last time I felt like good. And I feel like the last time I was able to access like happiness for real. Then I like, you know, if I like really dig deeper into that, I can like disprove that. Don't get me wrong. But I think you're right, Siege. I don't think that like holding back on being who you are necessarily makes you any happier or less happy like in the future. I think you just end up like developing like this evil dark thing that's ready to like burst out like an alien from a dude's chest at some point. And so advice nice. From this podcast is to just be yourself.
Maybe that's where the that's where the repressed anger lives.
Whoa,
for sure.
Oh yeah. My god, what a metaphor.
Yeah,
I mean,
repressed anger just bursting out through your chest.
Is the chest burster.
Go watch Alien, everybody, if you're not at all like us.
Sorry.
Whatever, it's terrifying.
That movie scares the crap out of me. As Greg sees film. Yeah.
The movie Alien, yeah. I have seen most of, but it was really hard for me to watch.
We can't even get through a whole Alien movie. My ex-wife used to stop on any Alien or Predator movie every single time it was on. So I think I've seen all of them probably about 15 times each. And that was one
Danny
of her
Glover
weirdest traits.
And the white guy killing the Predators is so dope, dude. And Predator 2, that's not a good movie, but like
Danny
it's so
Glover?
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, like, I've seen...
He was in like Lethal Weapon 3, like 10 years before that, going, I'm too old for this Riggs. And then he's like, now he's fighting a predator alien that takes on an entire like species.
Wait, is he the same character?
It's Officer
Murtaugh. It's in the same Die Hard happens in the same universe.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
Because, oh, like, wait, yeah. doesn't Predator 2 take place in LA?
I mean, that's where Officer Murtaugh is, so I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably the same person.
It probably it is.
I mean, it's Danny Glover
is the same person in every movie anyway.
Yeah, it's not like he has, like, range.
were there more Danny Glover movies?
Yes, no. Louis Gossett Jr. Starred in them.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Iron Eagle 2.
Wait, is it Iron Eagle 2?
Iron Eagle 2.
I haven't seen Iron Eagle 2, I don't think. What? Maybe I have, but I don't know. It was probably on HBO when I was a kid, and I watched it because we had HBO because we were rich.
The kid had a cassette player that he...
I know Iron Eagle.
What's Iron Eagle?
I know
Eagle?
The kid had a cassette player that he played Iron so Eagle, he could steal a plane. Like, I get
Iron
it.
Iron Eagle up his is dad and- Top Gun for kids who liked Walkman and yeah, also shot in a garage in front of like a blue background. And
Top Gun 2 was for kids that liked war games, but didn't have enough budget for Top Gun. No, not Top Gun. Yeah. No, excuse me. Iron Eagle was for kids that liked war games, but didn't have. Okay.
And Louis Gossett Jr. was in it.
God damn it.
None of this means anything.
Chappie.
Oh, man. You are so young.
Is that his name, Chappie? Or am I just saying?
Chappie, yes. Chappie.
Is that his name? Or is that
yes,
is
that was
just,
his name. Oh, just Star man. Fox? Congratulations. You get an extra point on that.
All right.
Where did you say Star Fox or did you say The Last Starfighter?
I said Star Fox. I think Chappie's also in Star Fox, but it's a different person.
So I know you've seen Last Starfighter. Don't do this to me.
Wait, isn't...
Hold on,
Last Starfighter.
I have to Google it. Hold on.
I know you've seen it.
I don't know, man. No, I haven't seen that.
What? No, come on, man. It was right.
That guy looks familiar.
It was right in our wheelhouse. It was where that kid played a video game outside of a bar in some small town in like Oregon, because everything happens in Oregon. And then some dude comes flying by at 100 miles an hour in like a station wagon, and the cops couldn't even catch him because the speedometer or the laser or the radar was way off the thing. And then they took him to space, and because he was winning on the video game was training for outer space, and he defended the universe.
That's Ender's Game.
I mean, but also
I'm with Brandon. I have not seen The Last Starfighter. No.
Oh, you guys should watch that one too. It's even worse. It's like if you took all the characters from the Star Wars bar and repurposed their costumes and sent them to war together with some kid who played a video game from Earth.
It sounds amazing.
It is amazing. I love it.
I'm sure it's on Plex, Brandon. I'm sure with your 10 days of free time, you could easily watch it.
I have it on DVD. I'll mail it to you.
I've not been able to watch. Every time I try to watch anything lately. First of all, I do not have a DVD player.
Of course not.
How child. Rude of you.
I had a DVD player at one point as a child.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was the old world technology. Not it's the VHS. So funny that
VHS was R as a child, and then
that was still around.
Because your mom is our age.
Yeah.
Speaking of, tell her I said what's up. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to just read from NPR directly. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Greg, why were we asking about which fast food place we were going to get rid of?
I don't know. I just had that as a question of the week. It just seemed like a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, say, Burger King, but you're gone.
I don't agree with that. Burger King, I stand up for you.
Up for Burger King, but also I just don't have points there.
What about Arby's? What am I
supposed to do? Well, that's your problem.
I feel like they could kill Arby's instead.
It's not great. Points, it's crowns.
Okay, fine. I believe you. Okay. Siege, which one would you get rid of if you had to get rid of one fast food?
Church's Chicken. And if they wanted to sponsor the show, I'd quit.
Pick a national one.
No.
That is national.
I think you would take Free Church's, buddy.
I mean, maybe
I feel like I know you well enough that you'd be like, yeah, Popeyes, get out of the way. I'm taking Free Churches. I didn't say we have to get rid of Popeyes. I just said you'd say, get out of the way. I've got Free Churches.
I would take a church's box and put Popeyes chicken in it and walk around eating it.
Listen, I love Popeye's chicken. I'm not mad about it. But also, churches, those biscuits are so good, dude.
Where have you had one of those?
Tucson.
Oh, they do have it in more places.
In the hierarchy of fast food chicken places, churches is the last. Bojangles slightly above it.
That's not national.
Bojangles not national either? Oh, man.
All is it Church's Texas Chicken? Is that what it's called? No way. Probably. There's no way.
That's his like full Christian name.
Didn't you guys just get like a Raising Cane's and they're having like parties in the street of downtown Seattle?
We just got a Raising Cane's here in Spokane.
I saw people doing like burnouts in cars and like having festivals out in front of Raising Cane's because it's like the first one in Seattle.
Okay, so Church's is church.
Overrated, by the way.
Church, yeah. Comma S.
Raising Cane's is all about the sauce. Yeah.
Okay, so there is Church's Chicken in Des Moines and
Des Moines.
Five locations in Washington, supposedly.
Wow. Yeah, see, the reason you don't know? It sucks. National chain, go away. Bye.
All right. Well, I can't be mad at you. CJ, what's Gravy yours? Also says Burger King.
You say, oh, it's Burger King.
Of course, Gravy said, you know, you guys are just haters.
Well, I love the croissant sandwich. I just want to be clear about that.
Yeah.
Wait, Burger King, but Whopper or Big Mac? I guess like if you had to choose one.
Whopper, are you kidding me?
Big Mac.
Big Mac? Big Mac is two regular cheeseburger patties stuffed it with a bunch of other crap. What's There's more point? Lettuce in there than there is burger, but make it a chicken Big Mac and I'm down.
What's your point?
Whopper's more bread than it is burger.
No, it's not. Whopper's like twice the size of the burger. Well, Big Mac's got three buns. What are you talking about? Why am I caping up Burger Company? I just like that I can get American and Swiss cheese on a fast food burger.
You really like Burger King.
It's a Miami company.
Is it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It like started in Miami.
Yeah, that's what explains why my in-laws love it so much.
Your in-laws are from Indiana. What does that mean?
No, they're from Atlanta.
Oh, in-laws, my bad.
And Atlanta is like Hotlanta, and like if you live in Atlanta, the destination to get to is Miami. That's like Mecca.
Very true.
Is Miami, right? Like if you could get anywhere from Atlanta, you're like trying to get to Miami. It's very far.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's but like, that's a reality.
Yeah.
If I've learned anything in the last 10 years of being miserable, that's that.
Welcome to Miami.
to get to Miami.
Bienvenuto a Miami.
Gerg Smith.
Okay, I just want to bring up something that was really important to...
Oh, we're going to do nerd talk?
Well, not really.
Okay, thank God.
But we're going to do it after this. Nice. We're already 48 minutes in, dudes.
I know, it's so good.
Second question of the week. Would you rather ride an ostrich... or a blimp?
Oh, my gosh.
Right on top of a blimp or in a blimp?
I was for sure that whatever you said second, I was still going to choose the ostrich. But then as soon as you said blimp, I had to stop everything. Like, my whole brain had to stop for a second.
On top of or inside of?
Blimp, you don't have to be
the ostrich.
You don't have to be inside of the ostrich. You thought they smelled bad? On the outside. You get to ride inside the cabin of a blimp or on the back of an ostrich. Okay?
And this is like my only mode of transportation for the rest of my life? Or is this just...
this weekend, you had a choice. You had to like... Okay. You got a line and it was like, get in this blimp or ride on this ostrich.
If I choose ostrich right now, is there still a chance that someday I'll get to ride in a blimp? Or is this like me swearing on blimps forever?
Okay. So it is March 18th. The Sounders are in Spokane. You have to get to the game. You have a choice. Can I jump on this blimp and just ride on over there? Or can I jump on the back of this ostrich and ride on over there?
The blimp lands outside of the stadium. You don't get to be a spectacle. Okay. Yeah. It's not like you don't get to land
on the field.
Yeah. It's like you land in the... blimp parking next door.
I think if you showed up on an ostrich, it would be as much of a spectacle.
If you showed up inside an ostrich, that would be even more of a spectacle.
The Ace Ventura 2 thing? Ostrich just you out when you
just,
get there.
Just completely naked.
The ostrich explodes. You're
inside. How does that whole human fit inside there?
I think it comes down to the fact that, like,
they're huge, dude. They could be up to 9 feet tall.
Like, if so I have to choose one right now,
yeah, like, right now,
I feel like if there's a blimp in front of me, and an ostrich in front of me, and I had to choose one right now, but I've never ridden on either one, I think I would choose the ostrich because I think the chance of me maybe riding on a blimp someday is higher likelihood to happen again than another instance where I might be able to ride an ostrich. So I think I would choose ostrich this time to allow myself to still live my life with the opportunity to do both.
Okay, so what if at the end of this ride, all blimps crashed into all ostriches and there was no chance of you riding either one of them ever again?
Just all of ostrich humanity is just in one spot in Spokane. It all assembled. All the ostriches show up.
It's like Ostrich King meets the Hindenburg disaster.
All blimps in the world.
They're all just converging.
The war to end all wars. Blimps and ostriches.
It's like Independence Day. That giant blue beam shoots up from the ostriches and all the blimps explode.
Which is it, Brandon?
I'm choosing ostrich.
You're riding the ostrich instead of the blimp, even though they all die after.
Siege?
I gotta go with blimp, man.
You're gonna ride the blimp.
Yeah, I can ride a horse and pretend it's just like an ostrich centaur, an ostrich tar.
But you always know that you were pretending, that you didn't actually get to ride an ostrich.
Yeah, but see, sometimes it's nice to live in your dreams. It's better than reality.
Yeah.
Next time in This Week in Dreams.
What are you choosing, Greg?
Ostrich, for sure. There's not even a single doubt in my mind. I am riding an ostrich because that is hilarious. Watching me on an ostrich?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Anything funnier than
you
that?
You are an ostrich.
Ostrich on an ostrich?
A Gerg ostrich tar. Yeah. Just Gerg from the penis up on the front of an ostrich.
But he still has a cloaca. Yeah,
he's got both, just like a centaur.
He said penis up. I still also have a penis.
But you control them both the same way, which is that you can't control either of them.
I'm already bad enough at it. Yeah. Who cares? Fine.
You pee and poop out of your penis also.
No, I also have a cloaca. It's the butt area.
Yeah.
No? Can you use the bidet on the cloaca?
I would give you guys eggs for holidays for sure.
Oh my God. I want scrambled Gerg ostrich eggs. I would eat your eggs.
Would you catch them out of my cloaca, though?
Yeah.
I like how it turned from what would you ride tomorrow?
to will you catch my eggs?
Well, if I ride it, do I become it? Will you catch my eggs?
I would obviously, out of shame, have my head in the dirt, like when that happened, right? Like that's a for sure thing.
The quote coming out of Greg the entire time: "I am not comfortable with this at all."
With any of this, just to be clear.
It's just like that dream.
It's a Greg ostrich tar, but he's still wearing a shirt.
Or shirt.
Yeah. Imagine clothed centaurs.
Greg's so tall that he doesn't get the long t-shirts. He just gets the regular t-shirts.
I get so long still, t-shirts.
No, but it's still like, I it's like extra he's large Winnie tall. The Poohing No. As an ostrich.
Yeah, just the bottom's all feathers.
and his dong.
It's not like the gap stops existing, okay? I can still get extra large tall.
I'm basically just imagining a very tall, like, Donald Duck. I said, like, but where the whole bottom half is the same, but you just took Donald's upper body and extended it.
Why do I imagine Alf as the human part? Like, that's like the my mind is like furry on top and feathery on the bottom.
You're not that hairy, Greg. We've done a shirtless pod.
Have we?
Yeah. You don't remember Gravy took a picture of all of us.
No.
Oh, Jesus, that's right. Christ. You took it off for a second.
I believe it. You kept it off for a while.
You're the one who wore a towel, Brandon.
I've gotten so much fatter since then. It's just not okay.
Go get those chicks and then do a shirtless pod.
Oh, are you kidding me? That'd be awesome. All right, question of the week. We did that part. Okay, thank you. So Brandon went out to check his bidet in the guest house. And I made mention of this a little while ago. This is, all I have is a note says regarding Brandon has a sex slave in his guest house.
Oh,
this is a, I'd like to pitch an idea that Brandon and I had to follow the Fat Bachelor Thursday nights on NBC.
Oh, yes.
I don't know the context of this because I didn't include it, of course, but I said, so the Sounders are playing tomorrow night in Spokane, and the Sounders photographer was like, does anyone know a place to stay in Spokane? And I was like, oh, you know what? Brandon, of all people who you know, has a
haunted ghost house.
Yeah. And I was like, and she was like, oh, that's so crazy. So then I messaged Brandon to be like, hey, this is what happened. Photographer is looking for a place to stay. And he was like, oh, yeah. We've got a person, a college student or something. I don't know what he said, staying in there for the time being. And I was like, it's the nanny that we all met.
Oh.
Yeah. I think what's up. It was. And then we got talking back and forth. And this is Brandon's first thing that I have recorded in this recorded conversation. Probably was worried about getting turned into a sex slave. And I said, with Siege there, .. this is probably when she met
it's
us.
It's not slavery.
Oh, something about she being terrified of you guys when she met you.
Yeah. And then, Brandon says, can't be a slave if you enjoy it too much. And then I said, idea for a dating show. Siege goes out with conservative 20-year-olds.
Oh my God.
Brandon they says, I like this. They and then he says, the Fat Bachelor, but all the contestants don't really want to be there. And by the end, they are all worshiping him, which seems about right. And
yeah, very true.
Yeah. So anyway, looking for names for our new show after the Fat Bachelor Thursdays on NBC. It's
following the Fat World Cup, Fat Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then stay tuned afterwards for our brand new show.
It's like
I don't want to be here.
I don't want a wife swap.
Yeah.
Wait, it's like, what were all those shows that were on Fox where they were like faking stuff like Joe Millionaire? Where was he faking being a millionaire or a regular guy? I can't remember.
I just think
there
about
was
the
another one where they were all like boss cowboys. Goes
undercover, and then it's Kylo Ren and he's like,
undercover
pretty cool.
Undercover boss, except for I'm fat.
Weight doesn't have to be a part of that.
Undercover fat. Anyway, we go in there.
The nanny is already
taken. Tell them that I'm skinny. Until at the end, I reveal that I'm fat.
I went out with a bunch of 30-year-old women today, and boy, let me tell you, I revealed real quick that I was fat.
Hot. Dude, I feel like that's kind of like, that's like an 8 Mile, the very end. Has Greg seen a film? 8 Mile?
Oh,
8 Mile?
Seen it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So, like, at the very end, the last rap battle, he basically talks about everything that is bad about him, but it gets it out of the way, so the guy can't...
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. You were saying you're talking about 8 Mile, and I'm sitting here thinking about Green Mile, and then you said the last rap battle, and I'm like, when Tom Hanks pees out all the demons...
Because he's white.
Guess what, guys? I haven't seen Green Mile.
Don't worry, Tom Hanks raps at the end about all the stuff that's wrong with him. And saves a giant dude from Death Row.
Yeah.
Death Row Records?
Yeah, from Death Row Records. From Suge Knight. It's the Biggie story.
Starring Eminem.
Tom Hanks is Eminem.